I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Some people sing and some people channel the divine. Luciano Pavarotti seemed to bring the heavens to the earth. Pavarotti died yesterday at age 71 after a year-long battle with pancreatic cancer. He often broke the mold of traditional opera by collaborating with acts like Barry White, Bono, and James Brown. Pavarotti was one of the three original three tenors, along with Placido Domingo and Jose Carrera. There's a trio that continues to that legacy but adds a little twist, and we are talking about three Mo tenors. They infuse an African-American sensibility into music that includes not only opera but jazz, gospel, soul, and blues. That singing puts a lot of strain on the vocalists, so the three Mo tenors actually rotate among six different singers. And today we've got three of them, Dwayne Moody, Victor Robertson, and James Berger. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hello.
So I saw you guys in Baltimore with my mom. I totally loved it.
Get out of here.
Yes, it was just fabulous. So what was the first time that you heard Pavarotti sing? Dwayne, Victor, James, I don't know who wants to answer.
The first time I heard Pavarotti, actually it was a recording. I never had the pleasure of hearing him live. So it was a recording in college.
I think that everyone can remember, especially singers, where they were the first time they heard Pavarotti. And I was in a car. He was singing an aria from Bohème, and it literally changed my life. I mean, there's a few moments, if you're lucky, that you can be changed like that. And I just thought that was the most glorious sound by a human ever.
Right. I think my first exposure was in high school, which, you know, I just was forever changed because he's definitely a heavenly voice. It's something that's out of this world, absolutely.
So you guys sing in these different modes. What is it about opera is a sort of cultural double-edged sword. It can come to symbolize exclusion, keeping
yes.
people out.
Right.
What is it that you find in opera, and Victor, I'll go to you, that makes you think that it can be inclusive as well?
Well, I mean, the key is to keep opera relevant in today's society, and we need new audiences. We need the younger people, and you have directors like Baz Luhrmann, Francesca Zambello, three Mo tenors. We're right now we're off Broadway doing At the Little Schubert. What we're trying to do is bring the younger audiences to opera, where it's not so intimidating, and that's where we add a little twist to
right.
it, and that's what they can relate to and be culturalized also.
Culturalized.
I love
new
that.
Word.
I just made that up.
Yeah, it's like you sprinkle a little cultural fertilizer, and you're culturalized.
That's why I made up that word. So I'm sticking to that.
Yeah. So James, what was one of the most unusual reactions you ever got from someone who maybe said something like, you know, I hate opera, but you guys are great?
What was one of the most...
The children.
It had to be the children.
The children, yeah. I think we've done some things like at Lehman College before for like kindergartners to eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been amazing, the response. We even did some things at the Alvin Ailey School.
Mm-hmm.
The Alvin Ailey School for like children that are...
No, Dance Theater of Harlem.
Dance Theater of Harlem.
They seem to be more attentive to the opera, aren't
very
they?
Very attentive to the... And they went, what is... It's Italian. Like, what were you saying? And what was going... I mean, it was very... It was cool. And all they need is exposure.
That's
and I
all
think
it
they'll
is.
Be very, you know... interested in after that. So
you guys are playing off-Broadway. What
yes.
else do you have coming up?
Right now, that's it. The off-Broadway run at the Little Schubert on 42nd. And hopefully that run will extend to about January 27th, but we're looking forward to possible tours in the future as well. But right now we're doing our sole concentration at the Little Schubert on 42nd.
That sounds great. Well, of course, we have to ask you to sing us a couple of bars in honor of Pavarotti.
That's
sure,
right.
Not
yes.
a problem. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Long or short?
Long on the short one. Ready?
L'adona immobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero. L'adona immobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero.
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 Bravo, bravo.
Grazie.
Dwayne Victor James, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We were speaking with Dwayne Moody, Victor Robertson, and James Berger of the eclectic musical trio, Three Mo Tenors. They joined us from our New York studios. I would love you too, until the day I die.